All right, Moab Town Advisory Board meeting, September 29th, 2020. I am Tim Watkins.
Bob Lyman.
John Ray.
Jane Shakespeare.
Amelia Smith, Commissioner Mayor for Patrick's office, and we have Bronson Knapp, Robert Shakespeare, John Stassney, and Vern Robertson.
And? Left somebody out.
Bronson Knapp, messing with me.
She got everybody. All right. Would anyone like to offer an invocation?
I'll do it.
All right.
Our dear kind Father in heaven, we're thankful this evening that we were able to meet here as a town board and visitors and have here and discuss the affairs of the community, and we're thankful to be part of this community and through the friends and neighbors we have here. We ask that thou would bless us thy spirit, that we might be guided and directed by thee, that we might be given imparted thy wisdom and do the things which we're supposed to do for the community members here, and help us to be kind and loving and compassionate to one another. And we say these things in the name of the Son of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I guess I got that a little bit out of order. Item number two, public comment. Time devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. And what were you saying? Approve the.
So we can approve the minutes, and then after we approve the minutes, before we approve the agenda, we'll just ask to be able to hear
gotcha.
Their idea.
All right. So, any public comments? All right. Item number three, approval of minutes for August 25th. Looks good to me. I'd move that we approve the minutes from August 25th.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Looks like it's unanimous. Item number four, approval of the agenda for tonight.
I'll move that we approve it.
I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Now, we'll skip to, what was it, the general business item number one, Southern Nevada Water Authority letter of support from the town board.
Good evening. Bronson Knapp, 1001 South Valley View, here on behalf of the Southern Nevada Water Authority in the Warm Springs Natural Area, along with Robert Shakespeare, who actually does all of the heavy lifting out there at the Warm Springs Natural Area. So we're here today to request a letter of support from this board to support our grant application to the Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act grant. We are requesting $800,000 to invest at the Warm Springs Natural Area. And for that funding, we intend, assuming that we get approved, we intend to really construct two main things out at Warm Springs that will expand the trail system. The first piece is that we're going to have a little spur, and this is the Warm Springs Natural Area, this is Warm Springs Road, and this is the refuge right across the street from us. And our intent with this grant is to connect these two properties together so that there is a flow for visitors at Warm Springs Natural Area, as well as visitors at the refuge, to be able to traverse back and forth between the properties. In order for us to do that, we will have to build a new trail, just a small spur, it's just about a quarter of a mile. We have to build a new bridge across the stream. We're going to do a crosswalk, and we're also going to have to do a traffic study. And so the traffic study is just to make sure that the crosswalk is sited in the appropriate location, that we're checking all of the boxes that we need to check in order to have some safe pathway here across Warm Springs Road. The other piece that we're looking to invest with this $800,000 grant request is to extend our birding trail through the meadow that currently exists at the property. Again, Warm Springs Road, the refuge is down here. We're going to connect a trail over so that we link everything up. And then we want to build this, it's a little over a mile, of a looped walking trail that will provide low-impact recreation, again, for hiking or walking, but really intended to support the birding activity that takes place out here. I'm sure that you're aware the Christmas Bird Count is always a big element for the Audubon Society and part of what we do as our contribution to that. And so this would help facilitate that and provide some additional amenities for guests that visit at Warm Springs. Now, Warm Springs does operate in conjunction with the refuge so that our hours of operation, or I should say our seasons of operation, really are what, September through May. So June, July, and August, when it's the hottest time, that's when it's inaccessible. But that's actually when you don't see a lot of visitors anyway. We experienced that in Las Vegas at the Springs Preserve. So that is our intent. And our request today is for a letter of support from this board, assuming that this board supports this request, that we can then include in the grant application and file that. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have, or I'll defer them to Robert.
John Stassi, Post Office Box 141, Loganville. Where's the grant through? Who's the grant through?
Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act. So it's a SNPLMA grant that we will be applying for. Now, we've applied for numerous SNPLMA grants associated with this property. That's how it was acquired. And that's also how we've invested in the existing trails that are there, some of the rehab work that's been done on some of the historical aspects of it, as well as the restroom and the parking lot and some of the other amenities.
The funding's from where?
Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act. And so
funds that?
The developers in Las Vegas that buy property through the BLM, a portion of those dollars then get allocated to stay in our community for trails, parks, open spaces. And so it really has funded a lot of the parks and trails that we all enjoy in Southern Nevada.
Who's the authority, who are the like board members of that group, you know?
You know, I'd have to see
it. It's the Department of Interior.
It's part of a federal initiative that was championed by former Senator Harry Reid years and years and years ago. And again, it was so that with the BLM selling property inside their disposal boundary, that a portion of those dollars they acquire from those sales get invested right back into the community for the open spaces and trails.
$800,000
will be the request, yes.
Do you have a bid? Do you have a bid for the work?
We don't yet. We won't do any bidding on any of that until we secure the grant.
So
we feel very optimistic about our ability to secure the grant. Again, the individuals that filled out the application and getting ready to submit everything have done it in the past. And we think it's a very good candidate project to be awarded the grant.
So the $800,000 is an estimate?
It is an engineering estimate for what the investment would be for the traffic study and then the actual construction activity. That's correct. And any funds that aren't used just stay with the grant. Those funds don't get to go and get reallocated somewhere else.
Any other questions?
Well, I'm a very big, living out there, I'm a very big supporter of the nature area. I'm only sorry that it's closed because of COVID. And I guess they have their reasons for why it has to be closed, although it's open, it's a nature area, and if you can practice social distancing anywhere, it would be there. But I would support this because I believe very strongly in the nature area. I just wish more people would come and more people knew about it. I think it's a matter of not a lot of people know about it. But it's an excellent area. It's a great place for hiking. And my wife and I, you know, the various animals and stuff that we've seen and just enjoying the walk, it's great. I love it.
You know, we had a little bit of success pre-pandemic coordinating some tours from the Springs Preserve. and bringing folks out to the Warm Springs Natural Area. They had to sign up for those tours and things like that, but you know, that is something that I could see us being able to implement again once we sort of get past all of this. Now, we're just about to open the outdoor spaces at the Springs Preserve in Las Vegas on Thursday. I think that's sort of a catalyst, along with the governor's announcement today, that we will probably see this facility opened in the not-too-distant future for that.
That would be nice.
Because I agree with you. It is open space, and it's, you know, the level of hazard there for visitors is extremely low. And we've learned a lot over the past 6 months, too, so.
All right. I'm okay with approving the letter. But all those in favor of approving this letter? Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's up to you. I brought a couple just in case.
I can sign this.
And I just reformatted it so it'll fit on your letterhead a little bit better. But it's the exact same text. Oh, where did it go? There it is. The only addition that I made is I dropped it down a little bit for spacing, and then I just put Moapa Town Advisory Board again at the bottom just to confirm. But you're welcome if you'd like to read through that. Or
so you're gonna just copy this on?
Yeah, we'll get it onto county letterhead. That's correct, because it'll need to go on county letterhead. So I'll work with Amelia to get that done.
So do you want me to sign that one, or?
If you sign this one, we can copy it right over, because it's just a copy that goes anyway. It doesn't need to be a wet signature. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Item number 5, informational items. Applications are available until Thursday, November 12th for appointments by the Clark County Board of Commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
your time. To serve the Moapa Town Advisory Board for a 2-year, so November 12th.
You can. Bob did apply. Are interested in serving again. If you are, then I do have applications that you can fill out and submit back either to myself or directly to the email that I want to say it's just the administrative services email, but just putting that out there.
Now, can we do it online? Just look, can people do it online just
yeah.
without the application at all?
I think they have to sign it, so they don't
okay.
have to print it. But I am more than happy to come and grab applications if you need me to, and I can scan them and send them or submit them for anyone. So,
are any of the three of you going to do this again, or?
I think I probably will.
Sick. I forgot. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
if the three of you are going to do it, I'm not going to push it out to the public. Because I've talked to several people about it and asked them to come fill it out.
I'll probably go ahead and go with it, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, it'll be until November 12th where we'll be accepting applications, but we're more than happy.
What happens if there are more than 5 applications?
Well, at this point, anyone other than Bob will be appointed. So whoever turns in their applications, Marilyn will go through the applications and from that will appoint the additional seats. So we have 4 additional seats that need to be filled.
Alright. Item number 6, planning and zoning, nothing. 7, general business, already did item 1. Item 2, review and finalize. Is this the last time we're looking at the budget?
Final time.
Any other comments on the budget?
I have no additions to it.
I have no additions.
Tom, is there anything we need to add to that?
No.
Okay.
I was pleased.
This is off topic a little bit. It's just for my own information. A year ago, I sat in on a half a dozen planning things for the replacement of the playground there, and I got the impression we'd be underway by now. I haven't seen a thing. Does anybody know, has that been dropped because of the COVID?
It hasn't been dropped. I need to get the schedule, but we're supposed to be starting up. I need to get an update on that is what I need to do. It has not been dropped. I think that there were certain things that were postponed. I think that there were issues when it came to certain materials that were not available at that time because the manufacturing aspect of it. So, but I'll ask and get an update. It's still going, but I don't know the exact dates. I'll get those for you.
The other thing we were asked to consider quite a while back, and I don't know if the commissioners have done anything, but the terrible Hertz thing that was going to go in. Have you heard anything about that?
That is still in the works as well.
Well, you did.
Coming soon.
Coming out of Vegas.
Yeah, it was coming.
Yeah,
yeah, there's
I saw
billboards
that
for it coming soon, yeah, in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be happening here pretty soon, but I'll try and get a date. I'll reach out to them.
Curiosity is all it is. I'm just wondering.
Okay.
It's still in the works. It's still happening.
Budget. I move to approve the budget.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Item number 3, Clark County requests that the board nominate a representative for the CDAC.
I tried to log on there yesterday, but I was having trouble with my end of the thing, and I couldn't get in there. The first meeting was yesterday, right?
I am not sure.
I think it was. You sent me an email on it.
I'd have to look back at it.
But I think there's another one Thursday or Friday. I'll look at it.
Close. We're not quite there yet. I'll check on that.
So, nominating Bob?
We already nominated me, and I just, before we got shut down last April.
It just says for possible action, so I...
So they had, you're saying that they had a online...
It was a Zoom or something like that.
So I wasn't in on that email.
It might not have been you that sent it to me. See if I can find it again.
Was it recently?
It was about 10 days ago or so.
So that's what I remember too, is that we nominated Bob. So this item is kind of moved.
So it hasn't happened yet. So I think that was in the past. He's done it in the past, and so it's coming up again.
Oh, okay.
To where they're just for the next year.
Oh, gotcha.
He would be the one to remain on CDAC.
Oh, so
do you
want to
continue?
Yes, I do. I would like to be part of that work.
The last years, and so now we're heading into the new year.
I don't remember who sent it to me, Amelia. I'm sorry. I'm not finding it.
I thought it was supposed to start in October.
I think that's what you told me, but I got this weird email, so.
They have to have the applications by October 21st.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know, I don't have a specific date from what I've been sent as to when it'll actually start. I would assume sometime soon after. Then maybe in September is my guess.
Okay.
But we can still, if you don't have the application tonight, that's fine. We can still nominate you, and then we can make sure that you get that application. Because we have plenty of time.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I nominate Bob.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Alright. Now, item number 8, comments by the general public.
I did have a comment. So I was sent this flyer from, I want to say it was from the state, that I guess in Mesquite they're doing every Saturday in October besides Halloween, that folks can register their off-highway vehicles. I can send you, I sent an email, I'm not sure if you guys seen it, but I did send it out so that folks are aware that this is taking place in October for folks. I know that it comes up a lot, so just an FYI there for that. I want to say that's the only thing that I have for public comment.
Anything else?
Yeah, last month the TV board gave away $10,000 of your money to the theater company. And I've had a couple people ask me about that since I was on the TV board previously. And every year you pay $25 out of your property tax to the TV board. And they have got a huge pile of money, according to one of the members there. And so they're looking to give it away instead of stop taking it from us. And I just wanted everybody to be aware of that.
And then...
meeting next Tuesday.
Yeah, their meeting is Tuesday. I will be there. I might get arrested and thrown out, but...
Where do they meet at?
Old Logan Middle School.
What time?
7 or 7:30.
Okay.
And they've shut down their website so nobody knows what they're doing. Their website is no longer on the... It says under construction now or something like that when you go there. They say they're on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook, so...
Good for you.
I don't
I guess my second comment would be, I also sent in an email, and you'll have to let me know if you received it, but I guess Clark County is doing their second round of surveys for the master plan update. The first round, they got like 2,800 people to respond, and they're just hoping to get more response from people from the area. I don't know how many we have from the rural areas, but if you're interested, then you can go and visit the website. There's a link. I did include you in the email. So, but of course, that was just a few hours ago, so it'd be very probably difficult for you to see before tonight's meeting. But Clark County is hoping to have some feedback, and you're serving on that. So,
okay.
Did you guys meet yet? Or I think it's coming up here pretty soon.
I think it's coming up here real soon.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I tried to get
onto. You may have received an email on that. So
yeah.
You might want to look. This is for the master plan update, the rewrite? Yeah. So, if you didn't receive it, I'll resend it to you tomorrow. So you'll have that information.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Item number 9, next meeting is October 27th.
Wow. And of course, that's just the next regularly scheduled meeting. It doesn't mean we have to meet then. It could be November or December. Well,
yeah.
It's up to you guys.
If somebody comes and needs us to meet, I'm willing to come. But if it's just to come and...
I think that we've met on everything that honestly we need to meet on, with putting the application on the agenda that had to be on an agenda. So other than that,
if
folks wanted to come and talk to you guys, but apparently they're still out of town. So I'm not sure.
The hemp farm, was that the one you talked about?
Yeah, and I told them you guys only meet one more time this year, so... And it's going to be up to you guys when you decide to do that.
I would rather do it, if we have to meet one more time, I'd rather do it in October than in
October.
Thanksgiving or Christmas.
I agree.
Amen.
So, yeah, whatever works best for you. Then.
Who is this that wants to talk to us?
Some folks that want to do a hemp farm.
The Iconic again?
No.
No,
this is hemp only. CBD grade hemp only.
Oh.
Yeah.
They want to do it on... Malcolm Lewis's old farm up there. There by, as you go around to the west end of the Warm Springs Ranch Road, it's those fields off to the west of the road. The opposite side from all the spring stuff.
All right.
So more to come, yeah. On that. We're trying to get the people that want to put that solar farm on Mormon Mesa, we're trying to get them to come and meet in with the town boards.
Apparently somebody filed something that was paleo-sensitive ground up there.
So hopefully we'll at least be able to get some folks that can address it. So that's in the works as well.
I guess we'll adjourn the meeting then.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.